This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It all comes down to Miguel Vargas. Swings at the first one. It gets through to left field. One comes in and we might have an injury. Oh, no. Talkman comes up and can't score. He just came off of a hamstring tweak off the IL a couple days ago, and he was unable to get home as he rounded the bag at third, started limping.
Ay. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That was the spectacular way to lose yesterday. It seems like every game there's a new one, and that was a good call by John Schifrin. You really got the feel for what was gone wrong there.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that was real. Yeah. That was disappointment, yeah. And It was unfortunate because the White Sox, so close to tying that game, and had Mike Talkman not pulled up with a bad hamstring,
yeah,
he might have scored that run.
The Palatine... paralytic?
The Palatine plotter. In that moment, he still will recover and become the Palatine pounder again.
Okay.
But it was just a case of his legs gave out on him. And I wondered, back when we brought this up, geez, was that 5:45-ish? Pick six? I lose
yes,
track.
Yes, it was very early.
If you're going to second guess anything, I wonder why they didn't use a pinch runner. If he was indeed the tying run.
Tony La Russa would never let him run that hard.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Huh? But one
making a point here. We don't need to go back to La Russa.
I got you.
All right.
I was just making a joke.
I know.
Because everybody who plays for the Sox comes up with some injury by running.
I know, but Talkman is the tough guy.
I know.
He's the grinder.
Love the guy. He's so happy they signed him.
He's like the professional they need at the top of the order.
I'm frustrated I don't get to see him at all.
I know.
Because he's one of the professional players.
He is. And now he's going to be out.
Professional offensive
Do we know how
player.
Bad it is? Have we gotten any reports on that? I just wonder.
Look bad.
It sounded much different when we hear WTAM from Cleveland.
Yeah, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
This
Let's
is their call.
Listen to Cleveland Radio.
Class A lets it fly. And Vargas swings, grounds one wide of third in the hole, base hit to left. In to score, Amaya. Talkman coming home. Quants throw to the plate. In plenty of time and pulling up lame is Talkman. He is tagged out 10 feet from home plate. As he's down on his knees with a leg injury. And Cleveland catches a break on what should have been a game-tying two-run single. And with Talkman rounding third, he pulled up lame and had to pull up 10 feet from home and was tagged out by Hedges on an accurate throw from left from Stephen Kwan. And the Guardians escape in the most unusual fashion, winning it 3-2.
Okay, so I'm just going to make an accusation here, and you can tell me I'm wrong, but that's bad sportsmanship.
What is?
If a guy goes down like that, you help him. Maybe you help him to home.
Maybe you carry him
over so we can tie the game. What are you doing tagging him out?
Great call there by Tom Hamilton, Hall of Famer.
Bad sportsmanship.
He described it perfectly, if you're watching it, and John Schifrin's disappointment was Tom Hamilton's glee.
Yeah.
And the White Sox did not tie the game. They lost their seventh in a row. It's unfortunate because they were in position. That was a comeback. That was a rally. That was producing runs in a way they hadn't really produced. And so the offense is broken. Benintendi's out. Now, I wonder how long Tauchman's going to be out. They go to AAA to bring up a guy who is hitting 128 or something for Charlotte because he's on the 40-man roster for reasons that don't make sense. I just don't know where they're going to get the talent. They just don't have it.
Gutless Guardians weasel out a win. That would be the way I would do it.
The White Sox guys have made some roster moves.
Uh-oh.
They tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Thank you. I was asking for a little direction there, and I appreciate you providing some. What are the roster moves? Because I'm not to...
All right. I the afternoon show can have fun with this later, but they have selected the contract from AAA Charlotte for an outfielder named Joshua Palosius. They have selected the contract from AAA Birmingham of catcher Omar Navarez.
He's been with the team. Oh, there's I got it right now. Yes. Oh, Corey Lee's on the injured list too. Tauchman on the injured list too. They released Juan Corella, and they brought up Omar Narvaez from Birmingham. So he's going to replace Corey Lee on the roster.
And went to the Google machine to find out if the lineup was up because it is an earlier than usual. I believe the game goes before lunchtime out in Cleveland today.
Oh, man. So Joshua Palacios is joining the White Sox.
He's Roman, I believe. So his family came.
How do you feel about him in the Masters?
His family came from ancient Rome.
There's a 5-way tie at the top of the Masters, or was it 8-way tie? What did you tell me during the break? I'm very distracted.
Well,
now.
Let's check it.
There's an amateur.
You can check it. I'm into the White Sox now. You want me to talk baseball?
Six-way tie.
I cannot do everything. Six-way tie. All right. So I'm a little bit. So the White Sox are bringing up two outfielders from Charlotte. So because before this, the news was they were bringing up
Jonesy.
Greg Jones.
Jonesy.
That's who was supposed to be coming up before this.
What other nickname could he have?
Boy, they need some runs. So this what I get out of this is, Narvaez is a former major leaguer. Palacios, I'm not familiar with.
Well, can I ask
why? I want to see Kyle Teal.
That's what I just wanted to ask.
Okay.
Well, if you're bringing him up, why don't you just bring up Kyle Teal?
I just want to know that.
That's what I just wanted to ask.
Some pop. Need some pop in the lineup. Need some ways to score some runs. Tauchman doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon.
No.
His hamstring was injured before he came back Sunday. And now it looks like maybe he came back too fast.
Yeah.
Can't run full speed.
Hamstrings are not.
Probably should have thought. I'm not getting a lot of support here, guys, when I've mentioned this a couple times. I'm just out here on a limb when I mentioned the pinch runner idea.
Again.
I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a bad idea, okay. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's just it's so.
But that I've made
I tread very lightly with my White Sox.
Coming down with a leg injury
thoughts.
Is so White Sox.
But
even if it's a guy.
Come on, Molly. If a guy who could run full speed without pulling his hamstring had been on second base, they might have tied that game.
Might have?
They would have.
Yes.
Okay. They would have tied that game.
No
question. I mean, they might have won that game.
Right. But now we're going to go after Will Venable.
I'm not going after anybody.
No,
you can have a conversation about
you can take a gratuitous shot.
It's not a gratuitous shot.
Why
I respect Will Venable.
Why didn't he imagine that could happen?
It's a good question.
Honestly.
Guardians now a 255 favorite.
Oh, that's great.
Jeez, everything gambling to
you. They walk in a run to win one game, and then some sniper gets to the gets the Palatine Pounder so they can win a second game, and now
they're on the road
going away.
They're on the road. It was a road game.
No, I'm talking about the Guardians. Dustin's wager. It's not like they've dominated this series, right? But now they're favorited because apparently everyone understands the Sox are cursed.
Boy, it's rough. And it's already to the point where you are looking for reasons to watch and to listen and to pay attention.
Yeah.
This weekend, after today's finale, they are hosting the Boston Red Sox. And this weekend, Garrett Crochet, I think, will be pitching against the White Sox.
Oh.
If he is, it'll be Sunday, because I think he just went. I think he went Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, but 5 days if he went Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, boom.
I think
Master Sunday, Garrett Crochet, Master Sunday.
What about Winkelmann Gonzalez? Do you know he's in that great pitching staff down in Birmingham?
What's he doing? I mean, you keep bringing him up. What's he doing? Tell
me. What's he doing? He's part of that trade, so they all should be in Chicago.
I know he's part of that trade, but he's the fourth name in that trade.
Yeah, but he's doing okay.
Okay.
Isn't he doing well down in – he's Winkelmann Gonzalez.
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to the Birmingham statistics other than Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz. And then I my mind drifts to Charlotte, and I'm looking at Colson Montgomery, Chase Meidrith, and Kyle Teal. Those are the names of the guys, five guys that I just named. Will they be in Chicago this year? All five of them have a shot.
Well,
meanwhile, we're doing research on where Dan Jones came from.
Jonesy.
Greg Jones, I'm sorry. Craig. Daniel Jones is quarterback.
Yeah.
Jonesy.
He might be better right now than Greg Jones.
Daniel Jones.
They should bring a quarterback.
Bring him in.
Okay. It's fair.
What is he batting again, Greg Jones? One something? 129?
120. Oh, he's 130. He's up to 138.
Oh, yippee.
Yeah. He struck out 40% of the time.
That's spoken like a true Sox fan.
Yippee.
So Palacios replaces Tauchman on the roster and with the Sox, and looks like Jones replaced Benintendi, who's on the injured list. So two of the best hitters are on the injured list. Yeah, this weekend's going to be pretty tough because the Red Sox are in town and they're good. Get a chance to look at Alex Bregman in a Red Sox jersey. Cub fans, that'll be a treat.
That will be a treat. That should be fun. You know, the Cubs just beat the Padres in a series, and the Padres, first team in the National League to 10 wins. First team in baseball to 10 wins.
Yeah, good thing they didn't trade Dylan Cease. It looks like they're contending. Although, you know, that the conversation for another day, but if Dylan Cease isn't on the market, who's going to be the first big-name starting pitcher to be dangled in trade talks? And if Justin Steele's injury is too lingers too long, they're going to need to think that way. You got to think that way, Molly. You got to think ahead.
Who is it in Tampa, right? Is that the pitcher available, or is it Florida? Who's the – somebody.
Alcantara? Alcantara.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, you want – it'd be great.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a guy. Great. You wanted to know who would be the guy.
That's a good name. I love that
Thank
name.
Thank you.
I love that name. I love that speculation. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
No, let's hope they don't need to do that.
Let's hope that Justin Steele is fine, just misses a start or two. And Cade Horton could be here at some point this season. Did you notice this little nugget that Carter Hawkins mentioned in talking about the back end of the bullpen? He mentioned Brad Keller as somebody that you could get used to seeing in high leverage situations. That's interesting because he's a career starter.
Yeah.
But he also has major league experience and good stuff. So as we watch this bullpen kind of round into shape and guys take on roles, we don't know what their definitions are yet. Keep an eye on Brad Keller.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure out
sorry
what the Sox moves are.
Sorry to interrupt. What were you looking up?
I was looking up.
Very studious there. What are you looking up? You look at the Charlotte roster?
No. I was looking at various Sox players who are either on the way or could be on the way, or why they won't bring up anyone.
Kyle Teal, did he cool off? Is that one of the reasons?
I don't know. I hadn't done the research.
It's only April 10th, and there's some seasons.
It's only 9:42.
Yeah.
43.
Well, for tomorrow, I want you to have complete reports.
We've got a Sox starting lineup.
Oh, here we go. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
Give it to me.
What do you want to know?
I want to know who's catching.
Matt Thies.
Yeah.
Former Cub, right, for a second and a half?
Before they got Carson Kelly.
Yeah.
Right field, Austin Slater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thies is also your batting fourth. Matton is your DH, Andrew Vaughn, Miguel Vargas, Matt Thies, Austin Slater, Lenin Sosa, Brooks Baldwin, Michael Taylor in center, Jake Amaya, shortstop, Jonathan Gannon is your starting pitcher.
At least Matt Thies and Maton.
Where is Robert, Luis Robert Jr.?
I guess he's getting a day off.
Okay.
He's getting a day off?
I didn't say his name. I'm only paying attention. You're not. You're too busy correcting me.
I was looking up the proper way to say Matt Theis because I thought it was Matt Theis. That's all. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to correct you. I was just making sure that we were correct.
What's
here.
More important, that we get that right or the fact that the best player on the White Sox is deciding to take a day off?
Both. I'll say both. Luis Robert Jr. is not playing today.
Maybe that's why it went from minus 235 to minus 255, David.
Oh, no.
20 cents matters.
All right. Well, we've got the crew in. We're going to get a chance to talk to Layla and Marshall and Grody Time as well.